Ed Gein was a fascinating, probably one of the first beyond H.H. Holmes in Chicago. He was the individual after whom the movie Psycho was patterned.
That was a scary movie. When I saw that in a kid, the shower scene, I'll still never forget it.
You walked down the middle of the street, didn't you?
I how many people cannot go into a shower and just kind of like keep their eye on the shower curtain or the door because of that?
Well, it's Ed Gein lived in a tiny little town in Wisconsin, a farming town. Pretty rural, pretty isolated. Don't forget, this was the early 40s. People didn't run around with, you know, the interstate system that they had. So he managed to choose his victims from the area. He started with some graveyards, and then he moved into real people. And what?
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean he started with graveyards?
Well, he
what
picked up a couple of bodies in the graveyard.
He'd dig them up?
He'd dig them up, and then he decided he really liked warm people.
Oh, my God.
So what he did, though, was up there's a lot of deer hunting, and everybody's basement has a hook where you can... you hang the carcass of the deer, you skin them.
Dry it out, right?
Yeah, right, okay. Right. He would hang his victims, and he would skin them, and he would make vests. He would hang, he would cut off nipples and hang them from his belt. He used skulls for bowls. He'd invite the neighborhood kids in and serve them soup from skulls, and they didn't know.
They didn't know.
Nobody knew.
They thought Ed was a cool guy, right?
Yeah, and when I finally had the chance to really meet with him, he was a little bit demented, but he remembered some of the things.
How old was he when you were with him?
Oh, my gosh, he was in his 70s.
Mm-hmm. I mean, did he act? You said he was a little demented, but
he was just a little old guy, you know, little gray hair, little wizened.
Was he frail?
Yes, he was. He was frail. He was frail, but he always looked frail. If you see the pictures of him going to trial.
How many people did he kill, Helen?
Nobody knows. No one knows.
What do they think?
Well, they think at least 12, at least in the context of what they've been able to reconstruct. But, you know, once you've rid yourself of bodies by putting them in acid or covering them with lime and letting them decompose, it's darned hard to identify which part belongs to which.
Oh, my. John Wayne Gacy, of course, we touched on. Mm-hmm. But you want to give us a quick highlight about him again?
John Gacy was a guy who was head of the J.C.'s in his little town in Illinois.
Well-liked?
Oh, he was. People loved him. He would put on a clown outfit, and he'd go out to one of the little orphanages and entertain these kids. He would have barbecues for 200, 400 people in his backyard area. He was...
he was obsessed with clowns, wasn't he? I don't like clowns, by the way.
No, they're a little scary.
They are.
Not necessarily obsessed, but that's how he entertained people. He found that people liked clowns, and he would entertain the kids that way. The neighbors he would interview at barbecues, he would manage to ingratiate himself with, you know, the local Democratic Party. I think the one most famous picture was when he was pictured with Rosalind Carter.
Oh, my. Now, did he ever kill anybody that he liked, his friends? Or?
No, he never killed anyone he knew.
None of that. So that's the perfect profile for a serial killer.
Absolutely perfect profile. And John Gacy killed at least 37, 33 of whom he buried in the crawl space under his home. The other four he dumped in rivers, and I know there have to be more because he traveled.
How did he get these bodies to the crawl space? And again, the wife not knowing this. Was she gone? Did she work?
No, she didn't work. She was around the house. She was a contractor. He was always doing stuff around the house.
How do you drag a body under a crawl space and bury it, and she doesn't even know about it?
Well, actually, you hide them in the attic first. You wrap them in plastic.
Well, how do you get
so
them up
they don't drip. You put... Well, however he did it, he managed to get some of them upstairs, wrapped in plastic, and then I guess when she'd go out shopping, he'd dump them in the crawl space. But the question is, how did he get those people in the house that she didn't know about it? That's always...
Did he kill people? He killed people in the house.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, he killed people in the house. In fact, when the police went to his house, when they were looking for Robert Peace,
right,
he had him lying between the bed and the wall. and, you know, had him gagged so that he couldn't scream or yell or make a
sound.
But
he was alive behind the bed frame.
Okay. He was alive.
The headboard.
Yes.
And wow. I can't believe she didn't know anything about it.
It's hard for us to understand that, but truly these people do not know.